This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the global trade war rhetoric is heating up again, but this time America's closest allies are signaling they've had enough. Canada, long known for its diplomatic restraint, is beginning to openly express frustration with the Trump administration's trade tactics. As tariffs and retaliations pile up, there's a growing sense that key trade partners are no longer eager to return to the negotiating table under the same conditions. This shift in tone could spell trouble for the future of trade agreements between the U.S. and its northern neighbor. We'll talk about the situation and get Canada's viewpoint on it next.
I'm Scott Shulley, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
The Trump administration has announced a new round of tariffs targeting imports from multiple countries, but escalating duties on select Canadian products from 25 to 35%. President Trump justified this move by reviving claims that Canada is not doing enough to stem the flow of fentanyl into the United States, a point Canadian officials have consistently refuted with data on enhanced border efforts. Trade advisor Stuart True notes that Canadian officials are growing weary of Washington's rhetoric, especially as the fentanyl narrative continues to overshadow serious trade negotiations. The latest tariff increase adds another layer of friction to an already strained U.S.-Canada trade relationship.
It's economic coercion of the worst kind. That's what's happening here. They're making things up. We know that there's no real major border issue. Canada still doesn't have a very good idea of what the Trump administration wants. This is a non-issue. This is coercion. We simply don't know what they want.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper addressed lawmakers from both sides of the border at this year's Midwestern Legislative Conference in Saskatoon, which included delegates from four Canadian provinces and 11 U.S. states. Harper delivered a blunt message to the American contingent, warning that Canada needs to reduce its heavy reliance on U.S. trade. He emphasized that ongoing economic pressures and political tensions from Washington are compelling Canada to reassess its trade strategies to safeguard its economy and national sovereignty.
Canada must be seized with the necessity of making sure that we do not export only to you. This really is a wake-up call for this country to truly diversify its export markets. We just cannot be in a position in the future where we can be threatened. That's really critical for us going forward.
The day before unveiling the latest round of tariffs, President Trump ignited further outrage in Canada with a post on his Truth Social account warning that Canada's support for Palestinian statehood could jeopardize future trade agreements with the United States. The message was seen by Canadian officials as a deliberate attempt to interfere with Canada's foreign policy decisions. Former New Democrat Party leader Tom Mulcair remarked that Trump's statement was yet another example of his willingness to challenge Canada's sovereignty. However, unlike past years, Canada's response is turning less diplomatic and more defiant as the frustrations mount.
This is an attempt to use a trade negotiation as a way to control Canada's independent foreign policy. Recognition of a Palestinian state has been part of Canadian foreign policy for decades. Trump thinks that he can use these trade negotiations as a hammer to break Canada's will on this. Quite the contrary.
With Canada being one of the largest buyers of U.S. ag products, a stable trade relationship is critical for farmers and ag-based businesses across the country. As the rhetoric intensifies and key trade agreement deadlines approach, the stakes are rising for both sides. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.